Now, here's what we're going to do. Let's do it right now. Close your eyes. Be comfortable in your seat. Don't be strained. And please know that in all my work, it's all informal. We're all here for the same purpose, and that is receiving enlightenment. So let us be just that way. Be comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes and take a statement, a quotation of scripture, anyone you like. Think of it. Hold it right in front of your thought. Repeat it to yourself. And if these other thoughts are bothering you, pay no attention to them. You concentrate on this one scriptural passage. Let the other thoughts hang themselves. And as you do that, there must have been a reason why that particular quotation came to you, and you might wonder why, what the significance of it is. Does it have an inner meaning? You might even talk to the Father and say, Father, why did this particular statement come to me? What is its significance to me at this time? And while you're pondering this particular statement, it may already have happened to you, another statement of Scripture comes along. Now, you had nothing to do with thinking up this one. This just came to you from down within yourself. And now, look at both of those quotations and notice if they have any coherence or any relationship to each other. Strange that that particular quotation should have followed the first, and yet you didn't even think the second when it just came. And along about now, there's probably a third thought or idea, and it has some relationship to the first two. Probably now it's forming a pattern. Well, there's one, two, three statements. They all have some relationship to each other. And by now, probably you can see that they have something to do with your immediate problem, with something that's occupying your mind. And if so, along about this time, number four is coming along. And if it isn't a Bible quotation, it may be a statement of truth. Certainly now it's something that has to do with your affairs. Now you're commencing to see some reason for these quotations, for these statements of truth. Probably a fifth one has come along now, or you may have a whole trend of thought. All right, now I'm going to ask you, did you have an experience like that of one quotation following another? Hand. And was it a pattern? Almost like a treatment? Has something to do with your experience? And these other quotations, they followed, you didn't think them up? Are you sure of that? Hand. You didn't think them up at all. They came of their own accord. Where did they come from? They came somewhere within your own being, didn't they? They came out of your awareness, out of your consciousness. And just think that if they followed a pattern, if they had relationship to each other, there must have been an intelligence behind them, huh? Yeah, the divine intelligence. And if they followed such a pattern and such an order, they must have had love in them too, huh? Because they must have a healing quality, a saving quality. All right? You can be assured of this, that those of you who had the experience of two or three or four or five unfolding statements were experiencing God, truth, revealing itself. That's what was happening. Truth or God revealing itself. And that in Scripture is called the Word of God. Now you know the Word of God is quick and sharp and powerful. Not your word, not my word, not the words that you think, and not the words that I think. They're not. Oh, no, they're just words on the breeze. But these statements of truth or quotations that came up out of your inner being, which came to you as the Word of God, they are quick and sharp and powerful, and they'll go right to the center of your being and heal anything and remove anything that has no right there. Now, this is a form of meditation. If you use this form of meditation, let us say in the morning, before you start your day's work, it will give you some kind of a pattern or guidance for the day. I mean this. In opening yourself this way, you opened yourself to the divine intelligence and divine love. And even in receiving one impartation of truth, that is the evidence that you had contacted God. Now you're set for the day. You can be assured now that the presence of God is with you. You have demonstrated Emmanuel, or God with us. Because if you hadn't, the Word of God couldn't have come to you. The Word of God can only come from God. And it can't come from an absent God. So if you have received one statement of truth, if you have received one scriptural quotation from the depth of your being, that is the evidence to you of your contact with the presence and power of God. And you may be assured of this, that you can go anywhere now throughout this day and have divine wisdom and divine love guiding and directing and protecting. Only be sure that you've made this contact, that you have felt this flow from within, that you have felt at least one statement of truth come to you, not out of your brain, not out of your memory, not out of your mind, but out from this free flow within.